Hey, thank you for holding, Eli.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah, it's Joey. Eli, how you doing? How's your Monday going so far?
It's good. It's been good.
Okay, all right. Well, it's always good to start a Monday off pretty good, you know. There's always
Yeah.
room for something to go wrong, but as long as it's all right now, then yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's take a look here. I know you were sent over to me to go over some pricing. I want to definitely do that for you, but before I do, Eli, you got it written here that you might have had some experience with Google, which is good. So you'll definitely know what we're talking about here when it comes to helping you. But do you have any questions or concerns, or like what we can do to bring you more business besides the pricing?
Well, I guess we could just, I was thinking, kind of we could just go over stuff, like the conversation would go, not really have to, okay, this is my question and you answer, and this is my question and you answer. I feel like we could just, things will kind of come up as we go. But if we can get started just simply by asking, well, I only service a certain area.
Okay.
And so would that listing just be that certain area, or how does that work?
It's whatever you want, basically. So we go by surface area. So for instance, you guys are out there in Houston, Texas. So if you wanted to stay close, we could do a 10-mile radius of where your current business location is. Let's say it's your house. You do a 10-mile radius from there all the way up to 50 miles. So you can do by like postal code. So yours is 77042. So if you want to do a 50-mile radius as an example on that zip code, then you're more than welcome to do that. If you want to do it a certain area, we can take a look to see where. Make sure that there's a position available for Google for us to list you on there. If it is, then that's basically how we get you on the first page.
Oh, okay. So when you guys contacted me, Rick, Daisy was saying that that there was like an opening. That opening was for a very specific area, or what?
Yep, so that area was for where you guys are currently at right now, the 77042. We had
Okay.
somebody. Yep, so we already had somebody. We were actually with them for about a year and 3 months, and he ended up moving to a different location out of Texas. So because that spot is now available, quite literally what we're doing is just calling in the area to see if somebody wants to fill this position. So if you want to take this position, great, we signed you up. You're locked in. It's yours. What we do is that we'll get you listed directly on the first page of Google, and you can choose up to 15 keywords, and it does not matter how, basically complicated the keywords are, right? So it's not that we're going to rank you for like the one where people are searching like two searches every 30 days, right? We're going to get you on the competitive ones. That's the availability that we
Right.
currently have.
Okay, great. Yeah, 'cause I was when I was doing Google Ads, the more keywords that are like competed for, like kitchen, custom kitchen, equipment, stuff like that. Yeah, you have to pay more per click. Now here, is it per click or is it just monthly?
No, so we have that service. If you want that type of service again, we can do that for you, and then get you on the competitive ones. That's about, I can double check to see how much that would be, but the one that we're currently offering right now is an unlimited call service. So right now I found you got the Quinn, your company name is Quinn Cabinetry, right?
Yeah.
No reviews on Google. Did you set this up yourself, I'm assuming, since you did Google yourself?
Yeah, so I set it
Okay.
up all myself, and I didn't really do ads for that much, so it hasn't, and I haven't told, because I was telling Daisy that most of our clients are just word of mouth, and that's how we've been doing business for like 20 years. So they're not really, I don't have to go and tell them, hey, can you leave a review? It's not something that we commonly do anyway. I kind of just wanted that as a platform of kind of to have that distinction between the ones we already know personally, more have that personal connection with, and then the other ones that are going to come from Google. And I wanted those to probably, hey, well, go ahead, leave a review. I wanted that to be kind of
Exactly.
that space for them. And I just haven't gotten, so yeah, I haven't, it's not big, it's nothing like that, but I made the website. I think the website's pretty, like, fairly good.
I'm looking at it now.
And I mean, I can edit it to, I only put stuff, and that was from last year. I need to go back and add some newer images from newer projects we've done. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, no, it's perfect. So the fact that you already have a Google Business profile, that's actually excellent. Because what we'll do is that we'll take that profile, and then that's the one that we're gonna market and get you listed on the first page for. So like, even though there's no reviews, you do have a website, which is great. You know, we've had people ranking on the first page of Google without any reviews either, right? And if you need help, once we get you on the first page on getting reviews, we even have like these emails that you can send to your clients to have them leave a review. It's like all they have to do is click the button, and then it just takes them right to your page, and they could quickly leave a review. If they want to. So yeah, so we have stuff like that. Yeah, we have stuff like that too. Now, obviously, the more important part is that this is, it's an unlimited call service. So here's an example, right? So like, you guys do cabinetry, right? So like, you know, if somebody's looking for, you know, cabinet refinish as an example, you know, somebody needs that done, they're going to type in cabinet refinish near me, and they're going to find a company. Your company is going to pop up. What they do is that they'll take a look, they'll call you, and then hopefully you can fulfill that service. You could do up to 15 jobs. All right. So you just basically let us know what you want to be found for, and then we'll obviously get you for that using this same Google profile that you have. Now, it normally takes us about 30 to 45 days max in order to get you listed on the first page, which is pretty cool. Just because if you try to do it yourself, that's like organic. You're gonna spend a lot of money month to month and in order to even try to get listed on that first page, and you know, your right. best you could probably do is like page 3-4. And with TikTok nowadays, you know, everybody's attention span is just obliterated. So like, if you're not found on the first page, you might as well not even have one, right? So like, the important part is the position, right? So yeah, so you can get, you know, 100 calls, 500 calls, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be the same flat rate.
Okay. But that where it says what they're going to see in the front page, they're going to see the website, not just the call, right? Or are they going to see it on the map, on the Google map, or where are they going to see, are we talking about here? Because they can click on the website and then just email me instead of calling, right?
Sure. So because you already have a website, your website actually looks good. We build websites too. So normally when you don't have one, we can include it in the plan for you. But because you already have it, we'll keep it attached to your business profile. As we're marketing your Google business profile, that's also going to help your website, because what are they going to do, right? They're going to see your business. They're going to be like, oh, look, this guy has a website. Click on the website and boom. And everything that you have on your website, they'll obviously be able to use. But what we're talking about is the map section. So Google has broken down by three parts. Very, very top part is that Google guarantee. Second part is going to be the map section. That's where 90% of the business goes. And then the third part is all the way at the bottom, and that is your organic listing. That's like your actual like website, like people's websites will be found at the bottom. So we're going to list you on the first page on the map section for Google, where all the business is found. Once we get you on there and you start getting reviews and all that stuff, that's when people are able to either do a click-to-call feature, go onto your website and call you, or just call you directly right from their phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's through so then this is like from the Google Maps, not like Google Search? Like it's like they would just see me on the Google Maps, like, and my name would pop up on the area? I'm just like trying to understand it a little bit better, because say if I go on my phone right now and I search up cabinets Houston, I'm gonna see, like you say, the map is gonna give me a couple options, right? Mm-hmm. Like three options, and then I can click to see more on the map, mm-hmm. right? I can click to see the rest. So are you saying that I would be like, say, the very top one? Or something like that, or it would just show up in those listings, because, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yep. So, exactly. So, what we do is that exact section that you're showing, we automatically populate you to the first page of Google. Once we get you on the first page of Google and you're working with us, then your ranking is going to increase. So, like, nobody on the planet is going to be able to put you number one all the way at the top and then keep you there. That's just not how it works. However, because you'll be with us and because we're a Google channel partner, once we get you on the first page of Google, the hardest part is the first 30 to 45 days, because right now you're not ranking anywhere. So once we get you ranking,
right,
it's that second, third, and fourth month where you're going to be listed more towards the top, where people are able to obviously choose you at that point. Now, you'll probably fluctuate once we get you up there. So you may be number one one day. You may be number three. You may be number five. You may be number four. You may be number six, right? If you go on there, you know, 3 days from now, it may change. That's just the way that Google works. The important part is right, making sure that you're up there, right? So the benefit is this. When you're working with those higher, like cabinetry, right? Like that's a pretty high ranking word. In the last 30 days, there was 1,754 people that search for cabinetry, some type of cabinetry work to be done in your area within 50 miles, right? So the benefit is that there's only so many businesses that are on the first page of Google. You'll be one of them. So the benefit is that we're not saying you're going to get all 1,700, right? But what we are going to say is that even if you got a handful just from that one keyword, that's where the benefit comes from. And then you're also going to be focusing on the other 14 keywords on there as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are we looking at in terms of like monthly?
Yep. So when we work with you, the reason that we're able to rank you on the first page and get you higher up on the list is because we only work with you. You don't work with your competitors. We're not going to hire another person that does cabinetry in your area and have you guys battle it out, right? So that's our promise to you. That's all in writing. And the second thing is that we have our services is month to month. There's zero contract, cancel in any time, okay? In your area, to get you in front of that many people with those keywords, you're looking at typically $4.99 a month, but you have 20 years of experience.
Okay.
Your business has only been up for about a year and a half, or about a year. She has it written down here, if that's correct. So we give a discount for anybody that's under 5 years, because we know that the first 5 years is always going to be the toughest. So instead of $4.99 a month, I'm able to bring it down today to only $2.49 a month. So $2.49 month to month, you're basically getting that first page placement. You're getting those 15 high-ranking keywords. You're also getting us to do other directories as well. So we don't just do Google. We do Facebook. We do Yelp. We do Bing. We do Apple, right? We make sure that if they're using an iPhone or an Android or a tablet or a computer, doesn't matter. We're going to make sure that obviously your business is still staying relevant and popping up on the first page of Google with those keywords. You already have a website, so that also helps with your ranking for your website as well once we start marketing you on the first page of Google with that site. And then the last thing that we do for you as well that's included in that $249 is Facebook advertisements. So anytime somebody's within a 50-mile radius as they're scrolling, if they've ever searched for anything related to those 15 keywords that we're ranking you for, your business is going to pop up for Quinn Cabinetry. You know, it's going to say, hey, we saw that you were looking for A, B, and C. You know, Quinn Cabinetry is able to provide A, B, and C for you. Go ahead and click the call. So if they're like on a cell phone, all they have to do is click it. They call you directly. Boom, there you go. You got yourself another lead. So those are the two driving factors, is Google and then Facebook to getting your leads. And then we also piggyback with your website as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It doesn't sound too bad, honestly. It seems like a fair price. I was paying more for the ads.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, because our ads, if you want to do Google ads with us for those high ranking, it starts off at $300 a month. So yeah, so it is, you're saving a little bit of money, and it's an unlimited call service. So this is the one that most businesses start off with, especially when they're new, like you. This is the program that they basically go with. Once they start getting like some really good business, then they kind of move on to those, like the Google advertisements, because they can invest a little bit more money and, you know, get some higher paying calls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would also want to, because I mean, it's not certain that I'm going to get that, so I could just be throwing away $250 and not get a single call. And so that's also, you know, something I need to worry about. So is there some sort of plan where it's like per contract type of thing?
Yeah. No, we don't lock you. We don't have to lock you into any contracts. So we don't do any contracts, anything like that. the first 30 to 45 days is a full service for you. So let me explain that. So you're saying, you know, it's a risk if you're not going to get zero calls, right? And you're kind of throwing that money away, which I understand if you're just looking at it from the outside, right? But that's just like saying, hey, I don't want to be a business owner because what if I don't get any work? That could be true too, right? But you still be a business owner and you still go out there and you still find work, right? So the point that I'm making is it's a full service that we do. So we're going to take that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize and create all the content for you, right? This is all happening within the first 30 days. We're going to start ranking you for those high ranking keywords. Within that 30 to 45 days, you're already listed on the first page of Google. We already got your business out there and we're going to get you in front of the thousands of people that are searching for those keywords. Now, could you say nobody's going to call you? Sure, but if you're sitting in front of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people in 30 days, you're going to get calls, right? Now, the bread and butter is that month two and month three. So what we do to supplement the calls coming in is your Facebook page, right? So we'll do advertisements on Facebook within the first 7 to 14 days. So within the first 7 to 14 days, we already have advertisements going out. So between Google and Facebook, you are going to get calls, but the majority of your calls is all going to come from month 2, 3, 4, and so on and so on and so forth. So what I recommend is we have one thing about marketing is that it's all broken down by numbers, so we can't hide anything. So we hook you up with a dashboard that shows you everything that we're doing, shows you how many people, it's called an impression, how many people are like actually looking at your profile, how many people we're getting you in front of, how many keywords you're ranking for, and what page you're ranking for those keywords on, who are the clients, where are they coming from, the exact locations, right? You'll be able to see everything that we're doing, and you have a full breakdown, right? And we're going to make sure that you have access to that as well.
Okay.
So let's say, and, you know, I'm not saying to cancel or anything like that, but let's just say you were with us for even just the 30 days, right? And you're like, I don't want anything to do with it, and you just leave us. We don't delete your Google Business Profile. We don't, like, remove you from the first page of Google. We don't stop all the people that we did and got you in front of within the first 30 days. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to stay on the first page, because that's where the optimization comes in, and keeping you on the first page is basically what we do, right? So you start losing some rankings there, but it's not like you'll be with us for 2 months, and let's say you don't get any calls and you leave, it's not like there wasn't a service that was done. And, you know, mm-hmm. people wouldn't be doing this if, you know, we wouldn't be around for 19 years if, you know, we're signing people up and they're getting zero calls. I mean, what's the point of being on Google, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and how much time would I, like, if I need to come to a decision, how much time do I have?
It's up to you. I mean, what I recommend is that once I hang up with you, I have to take the next call, and we're basically calling out the area. So normally our pricing is $499 with a $99 setup fee, and we're reducing it down depending on how long they've been in business. So most businesses that are, like, really, really bad in rankings, they're typically newer businesses, so we're offering that $249. So within the next 3 or 4 phone calls, this usually gets wrapped up. Because once we work with them, we can't work with anybody else, right? But you know, I really think that you're gonna enjoy it. And then that way, at least, are you interested in even learning about some of this stuff too?
And learning what you guys do type of thing or what?
Yeah, kind of like how we do as far as like the Google listing, gaining you ranking on there. Because what you can also do is once you sign up with us and we get the ball rolling, you can see everything that we're doing. So what some business owners do is that they may have like an assistant, or maybe some of them are like, hey, I want to learn this stuff. We're like, okay, we don't hide anything, right? You can see how we're managing your Facebook page. You can see how we're managing your Google listing. And let's say 2-3 months go by, you kind of learned everything we did. You could just take over from there, right? Because we don't have any contract, right? Now there's some companies that say that and then they're like, now we're going to keep you because they don't want to invest the time, right? But if you do want to invest that time and you do kind of want to learn and see how it's done properly, how we can rank you for those higher words, you also have the ability to kind of check it out too.
Got you. So, and how am I going to be able to keep track of what you guys do? Is there because also I don't even know, like you say you are a premier partner, but I don't know your company. I don't know anything like that. You could just be some sort of scammer, right? So also, how do I ensure that this $250 is to an actual company? How can I give you a name, you know, you could say, how can I trust in you? So I want to know that aspect also.
Yep, that's actually a great question. I appreciate you bringing it up. You're on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna send you a text message really quick. It's gonna be to our website, and I'm gonna show you that even if you didn't, and because you're so new in business, this is actually a great learning experience for you too. When it comes to marketing, anybody can do marketing, right? You don't need a license. You don't need to be insured. You don't have to be, you know, anything to have somebody just start doing marketing, right? But there is a difference between somebody that wants to do your marketing and another person that is legitimately a Google channel partner, right? So we have basically a badge of authenticity on our website. I'm going to show that to you because directly on Google's own website, our company is listed showing that we met all the requirements. So I'm just going to show you that really quick. And then as soon as you got that text message, just let me know. You can put me on speakerphone too because I'll have you go directly to the web page and kind of show you around.
Yeah, okay, so I'm on it right now.
Okay. You can read through it if you want, but the important part is when you scroll down. So just scroll down, you'll see proven success. Been around 19 years. Scroll down, you see our process. Scroll down, you see where it says Google Ads Partner. We're going to pause right here. So let me know when you get there.
Yeah, I'm there.
Perfect. All right, so you're on our website, right? So when you click on that Google badge that's there, it's going to take you away from our website. You can look at the URL. You can see that is google.com/partner. So go ahead and do that. And it's going to take you over to Google's website under their partner location, showing that Local Splash, which is our company, has met all the requirements. Now, it's up to you whether you want to do your research. Even if you want to become your own partner, it literally breaks all down exactly what you have to do. But it's based off of three things. It's based off of performance, spend, and then obviously our certifications with Google. So this basically just means that we have been trained by Google. We're one of 47 Google Channel partners in the United States. We're located in California, Fountain Valley, which is literally 15 minutes away from Google building number one, which is one of the requirements that we need in order to become a premier channel partner, is that you have to be in the vicinity for Google as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a great question because you're right. Anybody can say, hey, yeah, of course. Yeah, we're with Google. Just because they've done Google ads before, people say that they've been with Google. But if they can't show you this and their company doesn't pop up as a premier channel partner for Google, probably want to move on to the next company.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking through your website a little bit, you know, kind of reading through.
I was going to say, if you go back one screen, if you look at the SEO packages, the packages that we have you on is the platinum option. So everything that you see listed there under the platinum option is what you're going to get for that $249 with the setup fee waived. And then obviously it's reduced. The monthly pricing is reduced. That stays the same, by the way. So like if it's $249 today, it's going to be $249 10 years from now. Doesn't change.
Oh, okay. So even though I was, I would have, say, in 10 years and not be a new business anymore, it's going to stay at that
always.
Same price?
Yeah, it's always gonna stay. The only time that it may change is like, you know, 5 years from now, you end up canceling us and you move on to another company. And let's say you return back. Anytime somebody returns back, we always hook them up with a discount. It just may not be exactly the $249. You know what I mean? So like this locks you in at $249 for the remainder. We even have a pause feature. So like some businesses, they'll sign up with us. They'll get a ton of work within like the 3 or 4 month mark. And they're like, I'm getting a lot of work now. So I don't know if I want to keep paying for the marketing. You call us, we put a pause on it, and we'll pause your business, which keeps you under the roof of Local Splash. We won't go with anybody else. And then that way you can maybe skip like 2-3 months. We don't charge you. And then whenever you're ready to turn the marketing back on, you give us a call. We'll hit the play button. We keep you at the $249 rate, and we continue with your marketing too. So we have a lot of companies that currently do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? It's so good. I mean, it's a month, $250. It's not too much.
Sure.
I think I would give it a try. Just because, well, I mean, this is SEO. I mean, you're just pretty much putting me,
yeah.
You know, you're just optimizing, you know, kind of like what line you're optimizing it. So I don't see that as, you know, as that bad, because other, I've gotten like calls from, say, like pages, like, what would you say, like Angie's List?
Angie, yeah.
And they're like, you know, and I mean, yeah, it just sounds bad. They were trying to convince me, and, you know, that aspect of it where I have to pay them whenever, or like you compete against other people too, is just,
yeah, I'm really I mean, we lost a lot of people to them, because they're like, hey, we just signed up with Angie's 2 weeks ago, and they just start going off on all the negativity that happened there, and we're like, okay, well, we can fix all that stuff. And they're like, I just spent $750 with them. I'm like, man, you spent $750 with them? Yeah, because they told me this and this, and it wasn't true. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, like, you know what I mean? It puts businesses in, like, you guys can't afford that stuff. Like, you can't risk that much money for no return. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you kind of, you know, didn't sign up and, you know, weighing out those options. So, yeah, I think you'll love it here, Eli, for sure. And then I'm also going to be with you as well. So I'm not going anywhere. Just because you signed up with me doesn't mean I'm leaving. I'm not the one doing all the heavy lifting. You'll have an entire account management team that's going to do that. But you're going to have my email. You're going to have my direct extension. Even if you want to talk to me a little bit about your business and marketing, about some other stuff, even stuff for like the website, I've been in the industry for 10 years, shoot me an email or call me, you know, I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, all right. So how do we move forward then, now that, you know, I think I do want to try this out, so, how do we move forward?
Right. Yeah, let's just make sure that Google's all accurate here. So we got to make sure that it's the full name. Obviously, your name is Eli, but is that your full name? Is it Elijah, or?
No, my name is Elizer, E-L-I-E-Z-E-R, Elizer Marroquin, M-A-R-R-O-Q-U-I-N. So that's Quinn, right? So,
I got it. Yep. Kind of okay.
Yeah.
Got that part. Okay.
Yeah, because it seemed like to put my whole entire last name as a business is just kind of going to be a little too much. So I cut it.
No, I think you made the best decision, because, you know, the one trick in marketing, is the shorter, the better, right? Amazon, one word, right? Facebook, one word. Walmart, one word, right? Like, you want to be as short possible. So yeah, Queen Cabinetry is perfect. All right, and what's a good email address for you?
So I guess the business email is probably best. It's just contact@quincabinetry.com.
Okay. And the phone number is 832-530-8388?
Yeah.
All right. And you're in Texas, Houston. My cousin lives actually like about maybe 30, 40 minutes from Houston. Are you familiar with Humble, Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
So he lives in Humble?
Yeah, he lives in Humble. Yeah, he's been there for like 10 years. I visit him all the time. Like try to do like once every year, maybe once every year or two. I visit them, but yeah, it's a beautiful place down there.
Yeah.
Is it
I don't. Huh.
No, go ahead.
What was that?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I don't have a lot of jobs in Humble. I've done like in spring, but I haven't gotten too much in Humble.
No.
So I don't really know how it is exactly there, but yeah, like spring or like Woodlands. Yeah, I've been towards that, you know, that side, kind of like northwest, but I'm not really like, you know, heading northeast, not really
east. Yeah, the northeast side. Got it. Okay. And the Eli, the address that you have here is what address do you want to put for Google?
So I don't have like a location.
That's okay. If it's your home,
like
if it's your home address, we could put your home address and we could hide it on Google so nobody's just showing up at your door.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we can do so I live in Channel View, right now. I'm renting. We have like, a shop here, and so I'm renting like this okay. property, and cool. this is where I'm also staying in. So it's
perfect.
It's 916 Woodland Street, Channel View, Texas, 77530.
So, 77530.
Woodland.
Yep, got it. Yeah. All right, perfect. And you're keeping that website, right? QuinnCabinetry.com, right?
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have like an assistant or anything like that? Do you want to add here as an authorized user for the account, or is it just you?
Just me.
Just you. Okay, perfect. Now, here's the time to go over some of the get your business name, phone number, to go over some of the keywords you want to be ranking for. So, as long as it's a job that you can do, we can list you. So, what jobs do you want to be listed for?
So, well, because we do custom cabinets, that would be my, I feel like if someone searches custom cabinets, that's great. So if you can list me for that, that would be fantastic.
Perfect. Okay. Go ahead.
That'll be probably better. Yeah, I was just saying, I think that'll probably be like the more successful keyword out of the bunch.
Okay. Now you could obviously choose 15. So is there other jobs that you want to also do, or you just want to do custom cabinetry?
Well, if it's keywords and it's just like something, I mean, we do like finished carpentry. So, something we haven't really gotten into, I'm going to contact the builder. We don't really have a lot of, like I said, it's just word of mouth. So it's like clients that live in their homes and they tell us to go and kind of, they want kitchens, stuff like that. If we ever get someone that wants an entire house, we're able to do that. We don't just do cabinets. We do, bay trim. We install interior doors. We do everything that's, finished carpentry. So I would say you could put that as a keyword, just finished carpentry I think that works. Finished carpentry for another. And then other keywords can be like kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, closets, or closet cabinets. I don't know.
That's okay. Closets, cabinets. All right. What else do you think? Anything else?
We can do maybe cabinet doors. That's something that we could just, if someone has the cabinets made and they need cabinet doors, or if they're, we could do,
you could do that. Okay.
Models.
Perfect. Oh yeah. That's a good one. All right. Perfect. Kitchen models.
I don't know if I should get more like very specific, like if we're talking like that.
So what the team will do is, what you're doing is great so far. They'll look at the numbers. So they'll take a look and say, okay, kitchen remodels had 1,000 people searching, but kitchen remodels with an S has 2,000 people searching in the last 30 days. They're going to find which keyword is going to be the best one, and they'll find the one that's closest to the one that you're looking for to rank you on there. So you don't have to worry about like those nitty gritty specifics. They'll do that research for you. But so what we have so far is actually good.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I can't really, cause we're already going pretty general. I feel like.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
How many more do I actually need to 15? It just seems kind of like excessive, but.
Perfect. That's okay. You don't have to do all.
Think of any. Yeah. If you can give me like some keywords that maybe you think could be used that you've used on other people that do kind of have the same industry of like custom cabinets. It could be built-ins too. Built-in cabinets, that could be another.
Yep.
If you know any based on what your past, customers, if they've done something similar, I'm free to, I'm open for ideas.
Yep, that's exactly what I put. So I let our team know. So that's excellent. And are you currently licensed and insured, or either or?
So for cabinets, as far as I know, you don't need a license. Mm-hmm. It's not like electricians. It's not like, you know, like, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. like a painter. A painter, I don't think you have a license for that either.
Right.
So HVAC and all of that, you do. Cabinets, you don't. But, you know, so we're not licensed in that because it's just not applicable.
No problem.
But,
okay.
And then insured, we haven't been asked to, but that's something that I can do. It's not something that'll stop us, you know?
Got it.
Yeah, so far we haven't been. But if we have had like projects with builders in the past, like once or twice, and they mm-hmm. ask us to be insured, and so we get insured.
You get the insurance right there. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I just signed somebody up, last week. He said the exact same thing. He's like, I ain't got a license, but like, if they ask me for it, then I guess they get one for that job, and then they basically do the work right then and there. So yeah. Okay. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I found your Facebook page here. So is it the logo with the C on it, but then it's the outside of the C is a Q?
Yeah.
Or I guess the opposite Q and the inside is a C. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So let me put that down here. So, all right. We're good with there. We do not need a website. So we're all set there. All right. When you go to somebody's house, how do you accept payment from them? Is it cash, check? Debit, credit, do you do like Venmo, PayPal, anything like that?
Yeah, just about whatever's comfortable for them. Usually, if it's not cash or check, they'll do Zelle. Those are the three that are most common. I haven't had to deal with so many other ones. I haven't had to, usually Zelle covers, you know, online. And we mm-hmm. don't, like, if we're talking in terms of cards, I don't have something, I could get something if someone asked me, because hey, money is money, business is business. So I could, if someone were to say, hey, I got my debit card here, but I don't see why they would say that if they could just sell me. But yeah, so I haven't had to, but you can put it in, because honestly, there's no limits to it. I'm open for however they want to pay. That's fine by me. I'll make it work.
Perfect. Got it. Okay.
So
yeah, we'll put
that.
Awesome. Yep. That's exactly what that's why I put down. Some people like to see that, because when we market you, we'll also market like how you accept payment. And some clients like to see like, oh, they take Zelle. That's cool. And then boom. So that's perfect. All right. And all right. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get you schedule our time. We'll close the listing out today. And then the time that we have scheduled for the team, that can actually be today if you wanted to. I don't know what your schedule is looking like today, but we could definitely get you in there today if you want. It's a 30 to 45 minute phone call, and they'll call you directly. Okay. And what they'll do is that they'll go over, like, I'm just doing the brief stuff. They'll go over like all the nuts and bolts. They'll like really dive in and get everything secured here for you. So, what is today going to work for you? I can check, or do you want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we can do today, but around what time? Do you guys, like, leave work at 5 o'clock? You are in a different time, right?
Yeah, we're in a different time, but we close at 4, and you guys are central time, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be 6 o'clock your time. So the latest, are you looking for the latest? Is that what you mean?
Because I could do, it's because I have to go pick up some material. But I mean, I'm here at my house right now, right? So, just depending on when you guys are available, I guess we could just, you know, I'll work around it if it's possible.
Let's see.
So right here is 11 o'clock. So over there, what time is it where you're at?
9. So I have, I can do 1 p.m. your time. That's the closest. Would 1 p.m. work, or do you want to do 5 p.m.?
5 p.m.?
5 p.m. I have your time.
Yeah, I think that'll work. That way I can go pick up material and get stuff done, and then 5 p.m.,
okay.
You know, kind of just
Okay. Yeah, I'll put you in there. We'll call you. I'll send you our number, the number that we're going to call from. Worst case scenario, if you're like stuck in a job or you last a little bit longer, when they call you, just reschedule it and they'll be happy to reschedule it for you. Okay.
Okay.
So that'd be no problem. So I'll get you in there for now. All right. And then I'm going to read you off our voice verification and we'll get you all signed up. So for the card that you're going to use, it's only $249 right on the dot, no taxes. The card you're going to use, is the address the same, the 916 Woodland Street, Channelview, Texas 77530?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And the card you're going to use, is it a Master Visa Discover? What type of card?
It's a Visa.
Perfect. All right. Whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number, expiration, and then the three digits on the back.
Okay. I can't do that like online or something?
We have a feature that we can do. So you remember the dashboard that I was telling you about where you can see like the analytics and all that? I can send you a link that will take you to there, get you signed into it. And once you're signed in, you can type in your basically like all your credit card information, and then you can do it online if you want to do it that way. Some people find it easier just doing it.
Because I'm just being like, careful, with,
that's okay.
You sound trustworthy. Don't get me wrong or anything like that, but
don't apologize.
Rule. So if I give you my card and then I see that you go ahead and you take everything out, because you would have all the information of it. So, just being a little, like that.
No.
How do you guys, if I could send you a bill, even, something like that, that's great for me. Because then, my information stays mine, and then I just go ahead and I send you the money. But if I can have an account or something like that, that's the second best. If I make an account like for where you have like your business, website has that.
Yep, that's
do that.
Yeah, it's perfectly. That's perfectly fine.
What you were doing? Were you doing my account for me already, or were you,
no.
were you just taking down information?
Yeah, just taking down the information. So basically, the team that calls you when they're doing all that, they get you like access to everything. If you want to do that a little earlier to get you, I'm just trying to do this while I'm talking. I haven't done this in a little bit, but I'm going to send you basically a link.
Okay.
And I can walk you through it. You'll basically go into it, and then what you'll do is, let me just make sure. You'll go in there and you can type everything in yourself. It'd be the same dashboard that you had you on before. Or that we're gonna eventually get you on. So that's okay. All right. I'm just reaching out to the team right now so they can generate a password for me and then we'll be able to do it. All right. And then in the meantime, so we got you in there. That's today. That'd be 1:00 your time. So we're all set.
I thought we had 5 my time.
Sorry, 5 your time. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking 1:00. I'm looking at it as available. So that's 3:00 our time. So we're good there. And I think we're actually all set. So what I'll do is I'll read you off the voice verification before we sign you up, and then by that time I think we should be all set. So basically this is just gonna outline everything that we went over. I apologize. This is gonna be a little redundant, but it's at least to kind of go over everything here. If you have any other questions or concerns, Eli, just ask me. Just let me know. And then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and reiterate it to you just to make sure we're all on the same page then, okay?
All right.
All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quinn Cabinetry.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Eliza Mariquin, business owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you're an authorized user on the Billings account, correct?
That's correct.
And to get the results as fast as possible, Eli, it is going to be important that you're actively involved in a campaign. So this is more of like a partnership, especially for the first 30 days, because there's a lot of work that we're going to have to do to get you on that first page. So anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to push that needle forward, and it's going to help us get you on the first page a lot faster than 30 to 45 days. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call you? I'm going to send you the text message. It's going to be an 877 number, but I'll make sure that you at least have the phone number. But do you at least agree to be responsive to them?
Yeah, I'll be responsive.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. And the initial term setup is going to be today. That's going to be $249 with no setup fees, and we're locking you in, so it's going to stay the same. The second payment is always going to be the 8th of every single month. Excuse me.
All right.
Sorry about that. It's going to be the 8th of every single month, the $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. You can contact me directly if you wanted to, or you can email me directly if you wanted to. Doesn't matter. We also have that pause feature, too. So if you ever want to pause it, we just want to make sure that it's within 3 business days of your next billing cycle. That's all.
Okay. All right.
All right. Perfect. And let me just make sure. Get you on here. All right, I just reached out to my team, so we're going to go ahead and get that sent over to you. I think they actually might be able to help us out here.
Yeah,
so
if you could send it to the email, that'd be great.
Yeah,
is that a text message?
Let me see here. So the email address that we – the contact at quinncabinetry.com,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Here, let me see if I can. Okay. All right. And you ready if I send it to you right now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you transferred over to Amy. She's actually one of our assistants. She's the one that handles, like, more of the back-end stuff. And then what she'll do is kind of walk you through on how to pay it online. Is that fair?
All right, sounds good.
All right, give me 1 second here. All right. Okay, 2, 4...
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hi, Eli.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I just sent an email over with your login credentials as well as the text message. So if you look at the text messages, there's a clickable link that's going to allow you to go ahead and click on it. It's https://my.localsplash.com. If you click on that link, it's going to take you to username and password.
Yeah.
Okay, once you get there, go. The username is going to be the phone number for the business.
Okay.
The password is going to be GoMoney, all together, all lowercase.
Okay.
Now, once it opens up, you should see where it says Local Splash Advanced Reporting, and it's going to give you a notification on the front that's going to say, oops, looks like your subscription's not active.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click the X in the upper right-hand corner.
I might have to switch to a computer here because on my phone.
Okay. Okay.
Give me 1 second.
It's up to you. If it's easy, it is actually a little bit easier on the computer, but I can definitely walk you through because I did send it over to you via email as well. So it's, again, the clickable link is within the email.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and click that link.
Okay. I'm logging it into my iPad, actually, but let me see if that way I can
click
the little X on the top.
Yeah, it's just going to be the little X right there on that little notification, because this is going to be the tracking and reporting system that Joey was sharing with you, but right now, since it's not, your account isn't active, there's nothing in there, but we can take you through to the billing so you can still access it to input your own card information.
Okay. I'm in here, but yeah, I can't see the X. It's fine. On the pop-up, you said the top right, right?
Yeah, there's a little X on it that says, oops, looks like your subscription's not active.
Yeah, no X. And I'm not blind. Like, yeah, I don't know. There's just not an X. I'm on my iPad. It could just be that, but, yeah, I get the message that says reactivate your account, and then I reactivate it.
Okay, you can try to click the reactivate the account. I don't know where when you click that, tell me where it takes you.
Okay. Yeah, so now I'm in the billing information.
Okay, so in the billing information, in the account settings, it should go ahead and do you see, what does it look like in the billing information?
So it has the invoice, the amount, billing
date. Perfect. So right above the invoice, there's a back button with an arrow, and then it says payment info. Do you see that?
I have a pay now button.
Well, you have to put the payment in. You have to put the payment info in first, Eli. So right above that, there's where it says, there's a little tiny box where it says next billing, and it has the invoice and the amount and the next billing day and all of those things. But directly above that, it says payment info.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Let me get on my PC. Yeah, no, it seems
okay.
Like...
Okay, no, it's fine. Listen, if you don't see it, it's fine. Do you see the little emblem that says EM for your initials?
Yeah.
Okay, click that. And then it's going to give you a drop down of two items. It's going to say account settings or log out. Click account settings.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now go to billing. Yeah, go to billing. And then now it should pop up, and at the very top it says payment info.
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. So go ahead and click that.
Uh-huh.
And
okay,
then you should have all your contact information in there, and make sure that the address and billing information is correct. And then once you input all of your card information, the expiration date, all of the security code and everything, and click update for me, let me know.
All right. 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
Thank you. Okay, so I updated it already.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Make sure everything's good. Okay, beautiful. Looks good. And then the grand total is the 249. We're processing now. Okay, so I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Eli, your payment has successfully processed. I'm going to go ahead and send you back to Joey so he can get your terms and conditions squared away and get everything completed for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Joey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call. Have a
yeah,
great day.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
Guys.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
All right, Eli. Yeah, sorry about the back and forth there, but we got that. It sounds like was it good? Taken care of?
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's see now that I'm seeing like the actual the page and the
yeah
account, it's just better.
Yep.
But yeah,
no,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And we want to make sure that obviously you're good. We get it. You know, it's obviously a phone call. That there should be now that you should have got a text message. There's one more thing that we have you sign, and then you're going to be all set and ready to go. So that text message, hang on one second. Excuse me. That text message is going to have another link with the terms on there. Read through the terms and conditions. Sign in at the bottom. You can do that right on your phone if you want it. And then we should be all squared away now. And let me let the team know that this was paid.
Okay, I think I did it because it locked me out, right?
Is it perfect. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, technically, it's supposed to take you to a login screen to log in, and I always tell people just wait. But
oh, yeah.
For you, yeah, it's probably going to boot you out, or at least just take you to your dashboard, and then that way you'll be able to see it. So you can play around with it if you want, but don't worry about anything. That call today that you're going to have, I should have sent you an email with that too. They're going to fully explain everything to you and kind of break all that stuff down. So you kind of already got a little bit of a head of the curve than most people because you already signed in.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're all set. All
right.
Perfect. I'm going to send you one more text that's going to have a phone number, my direct extension, and my email, Eli. So please, just because we're the ones talking and I may not be the one like actually doing the work, but you know, hey, any question, any concern, just reach out, man. Let me know, even if it's about marketing or about your website or about, you know, helping your business. Just, you know, shoot me an email or call me. I'm happy to help you as much as I could then, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Perfect. Yeah, no problem. Any other questions or concerns before I let you go?
No, I think you covered everything.
Cool.
So...
All right. Hey, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what you guys are able to do for sure. So shoot me an email, text, whatever you need, and then we'll take it from there. You have yourself a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Thanks, Eli. Bye.
Bye.